Wubba Land, I tossed out the show prep sheet for this Senate Bill 480. Yes, I want to start out our morning at the State House because there's this piece of legislation, Senate Bill 480, that I have been watching closely, and it did make its way through its final House committee hearing as of yesterday. So Senate Bill 480 is primarily focused on our transgender youth, okay? And if it passes, it would ban Indiana doctors from being able to prescribe hormones or puberty blockers to transgender youth who are under 18. And it would also ban surgeries on anyone under 18. I should point out, it is my understanding that this isn't currently happening here in Indiana, these kinds of surgeries. I've not heard of it happening here in Indiana, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't or won't down the road. Supporters say this legislation will protect kiddos from making a decision that they might regret later on down the road. Opponents say it will hinder kiddos from getting, quote, the care that they need. And, well, Land, I told you I've been tracking this legislation for quite some time, so I've spent a lot of time thinking about it because I know the left interprets this bill and a lot of bills like this one as just straight up hate. In fact, you're going to hear a lot of folks calling Senate Bill 480 the Don't Say Gay bill. A lot of opponents are comparing it actually to some legislation that passed in Florida not too long ago. But here's the thing. It's not hate. In fact, I'd argue it's the exact opposite of that. Think about this for a moment. A 12-year-old boy cannot buy a pack of cigarettes. He can't work a full-time job at McDonald's. He can't have his own Blockbuster card or legally drive a car. But he can go under the knife and have his manhood lopped off because he feels like a girl on the inside. And then the same 12-year-old boy can be spoon-fed synthetic estrogen and hormone blockers for the rest of his life. I think I'd rather him behind the wheel with a fake ID smoking a pack of cigarettes. You know what's even more crazy than that? I actually need to call up Michael McIntyre for this one. Mac, if memory serves me correctly, years ago, back when you worked here the first time, I vaguely remember you telling me that you were denied a vasectomy.
Yep, I was 25.
You were 25 years old. You went to the doctor, asked for a vasectomy, and what did the doctor tell you?
I was told, wait till you're older.
Why?
More or less the things of you're not acting emotionally about this right now. Think about this when at the time I was very much the mindset of I travel a lot. I necessarily don't think this is necessarily going to be a thing for me down the road.
Having kids,
which I, like I said, love my daughter to death. But at the time at 25, with as much as I was traveling, I was trying to be proactive with it and was told, wait till you're older. So basically told no.
You're essentially, your doctor told you no, wait in case you change your mind and you want to have kids.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
Okay. So 25-year-old Mac can be denied a vasectomy because his doctor is concerned that he might change his mind about having kids down the road. But a 12-year-old boy who wants to go under the knife because he feels like a girl on the inside gets a green light? Someone please make that make sense for me. I cannot believe that's the America that we're living in today. Furthermore, when it comes to this idea of hate against the trans community or whatever it is the left throws out there, why is it someone can't not be in favor of something these days? It's like if you're not in favor of something, suddenly it's labeled as hate. I don't get that. I don't like the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? But it doesn't mean I hate Pittsburgh. It doesn't mean I hate the players. It doesn't mean that I hate football. It just means I don't really like the Pittsburgh Steelers. All of this to me is quite frankly so disappointing. So when it comes to this legislation, Senate Bill 480, let me end here because I need to take a Tylenol. I need to calm down and have a timeout. As I said, it made it through its final House committee hearing as of yesterday. So now the bill obviously moves on to the full House.
Podcasts by Federated Media.